Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
When we look back in the book of Leviticus at the reason for Shavuot, we see that it's a harvest feast, primarily the wheat harvest. Now, the feast prior to that, during Passover, was a barley harvest, but this was a wheat harvest. But Jewish tradition has added something on top of that that makes it very significant to the Jewish people.
Yeah, we're talking about the Jewish feast found in Leviticus chapter 23, Shavuot, or weeks, which the church knows as Pentecost. And rabbinical tradition is that it was at the Feast of Pentecost, at the Feast of Shavuot, that Moses went up and actually received the two tablets of the Ten Commandments.
And so rabbis will call Shavuot the day of the giving of our law, the day of the giving of Torah. And in fact, that might be true, but there's no scriptural basis for that. But there's something interesting that would play out if it is true.
Yeah, so this was a holiday, a holy day prescribed in Leviticus, where God chose to give his law to the people looking for a closer relationship with him.
Okay, and again, if in fact that was the actual day, it probably was in the vicinity.
Oh, it's totally, we know it's in the vicinity.
But again, there's no scripture saying that that's the way it happened. But watch this, friends, because we know that in Yeshua's day, after his death and resurrection, in Acts chapter 2, that was the day that God sent forth the Ruach HaKodesh.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus had told his disciples to wait until the Holy Spirit comes upon them. And, you know, I don't know what they were thinking. The first time we hear of the Holy Spirit, of course, is in the book of Genesis, where the Holy Spirit is brooding upon the waters.
Mm-hmm. And incidentally, part of the proof of the triune nature of God.
Totally. And then we hear of the Holy Spirit again during Moses' time when 70 elders receive a portion of the same Spirit that was on Moses, and 69 of them are over in the tabernacle, and they start prophesying, and there's another guy who, didn't make the meeting, and the Spirit falls on him anyway, and he starts prophesying, and this young kid runs to Moses and says, "Moses, Moses, he's prophesying." And as if it were a bad thing, and Moses said, "I wish that the Spirit of God would come upon everyone."
Mm-hmm.
And then another time we hear of the Holy Spirit is Saul, the king of Israel, goes out and the Spirit of God falls upon him. So I don't know what the disciples were expecting, but they at least had known about the stories of the Holy Spirit.
All right, what we can see very specifically is that God gave the Holy Spirit on a selective basis. That story in Numbers with Moses, the scripture says specifically that God took of the Spirit he had put on Moses and gave it to the 70 elders. Now, he didn't say anybody can have it. Didn't say it's for everybody, said it's for the people I'm giving it to.
That's right, and God was specific on giving it.
And then Yeshua comes along and he says, wait a minute, God's going to pour out a Spirit, and it's going to happen in a different way, and we're paraphrasing here, it's going to happen in a different way than it has happened over time before.
But I don't think the disciples had a clue as to what was going to happen.
How will we know?
How would we know, right? How would we know when this Spirit comes upon us? And Jesus didn't give them any...
He just said, wait.
It's going to happen. And one of the reasons they were waiting, Jeff, it's the time before the holiday of Pentecost, the time before Shavuot, between Passover and Shavuot, we actually count down the days.
Call it the counting of the Omer.
Yeah, so we're counting the days. And this holiday, this Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples on the last day of the counting of the Omer, the day they were expecting, the day they were together in unity.
There was anticipation for Shavuot. You count down the days toward Shavuot, so there's great anticipation. How much more the anticipation of the followers of Jesus who were waiting in the upper room saying, we're waiting for this Ruach HaKodesh, this Holy Spirit, and they happen at the same time. And there's more to this, friends. You got to hear it tomorrow. And the next day, for that matter.
And the next week. Yeah, friends, right. We are Messianic Minutes. We're two Jewish guys who love Jesus. You can get in touch with us at messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you, and may he keep you. In the name of Jesus, our Messiah.